And what is it that makes it worth fighting for? When you're getting trampled by life, when everything is working against you, when anything that could go wrong does go wrong, what makes it worth it to you to keep pushing forward? What keeps you going?
And I don't know what you're going through right now, but I need you to remember, if you can find a why for living, you can endure almost any how.
When you're getting attacked by life, you're going through the worst pain you've ever felt, and you can find those reasons that make you strong enough to keep going, you will find a way through it. You'll shift your inner dialogue from, why does this have to happen to me? I don't deserve this. I can't handle this, to good. I'm glad this happened. This is a chance to get better. This is a chance to improve myself and my situation. I can do this. I can handle this. I got what it takes.
We all want to be a beast, but do you know what a beast is? A beast is someone who can go through hell and be grateful that their legs are working. A beast is someone who's lost everything, but is grateful for the opportunity to get everything back and get even more. A beast is someone who can hit rock bottom and can say, Roger that. I'm gonna harness this. It is only up from here. I'm gonna come back even stronger.
What most people do is, once you get stressed in the process, you don't want it anymore. You give up, you fold, you quit, you're through. But in order to develop, in order to become the best version of yourself, stress is necessary. See, a seed has got to have dirt on top of it in order to grow and develop. Dirt builds character. Dirt gives you the push-through factor. Dirt makes you fight through it when you don't feel like fighting anymore.
Everybody gets dirt put on them at one point or another. And that's the moment. That teaches you to withstand it. It gives you something to push through.
So when you feel like giving up, don't. When it looks like you're not gonna make it, keep going. When they tell you you can't, ignore them. When they tell you you're not gonna make it, do not believe them. You gotta become f***ing relentless. Never stop, never quit.
The most important thing is your passion. You win with your heart, not your head. You win on emotion, not on logic. The most important thing to winning is the power of believing in you. The power of believing that you can win. The power of believing that good things will happen to you. The power of believing that you're special.
You must believe that you can. And once you want something and believe that you can get it, you gotta block out all the noise around you that's gonna tell you you can't do it. Don't listen to all that shit. Listen to yourself, that voice within you that tells you that it is possible, that there is a way for you to be successful in this business, in this career, in this life.
In this situation that you're in, your life is at stake. You are fighting for your life every day. By the way that you live it, the mark that you're gonna leave, the legacy that you're gonna leave, all that is gonna come back to you. That is your life. So don't sit back and be on the defense and allow life to happen to you. Don't do that. Instead, go on the offense. Go on the attack. Become the aggressor. Be the one that life is afraid to mess with.
And remember that everybody won't make it to your next level, because everybody won't be willing to sacrifice what it takes to create greatness. This is your journey. Struggle is a part of it. Losses are a part of it. Setbacks are a part of it. Sometimes you have to go through your worst just to become your best. Sometimes you have to lose everything just to gain everything. Don't let it discourage you. Let it encourage you.
Fail your way to success. Fail your way forward. Failure is only when you stop trying. Failure is just another step in the staircase to go higher.
You will never grow without growing pains. The valley might be ugly, but I promise you, the peak is beautiful, and it will all be worth it. So don't ever stop climbing, because the only way it works is if you work. The only way you progress is if you proceed. So you rise above anything or anyone that's in your way. That's trying to prevent you from being great. You know how you get confidence? By attacking your fear, attacking those hard things you know you gotta face, and overcoming them. There's a big misconception out there that people who are successful are not afraid, which is not true. People who are successful are oftentimes the most afraid. They're afraid of failure, so they do everything they can to escape it. So they're gonna run the hardest, they're gonna run the fastest, and they're gonna be the ones who are gonna take every single action that they have to take to make sure they get where they need to be. So I don't want you to wait any longer. Don't worry about the how or what ifs. Make a list. Put your back up against the wall and execute on that damn list. Do that every single day, and you will be where you want to be. I guarantee it.
The journey's not easy. Everyone's hot off the start, but after a month or so into it, with the wear and tear and the grind starts to hit you, you start losing focus on the horizon, do you not? You get caught away in the daily hiccups, the ups and downs, and the wear and tear. And you focus on the speed bumps, the daily activities, losing sight of the true purpose.
Most of you won't be successful because when you're studying and you get tired, you quit. Don't cry to give up. Cry to keep going. Don't cry to quit. You already in pain. You already hurt. Get a reward from it.
The difference between a winner and a loser, the failure's there every single time. It's just the winner gets back up and does it again and does it again until it goes his way.
I don't care how hard you fall. I don't care if nobody don't believe in you. It only takes you believing in yourself to get this thing done. And listen to me, it ain't failure if you learn from it, baby. So if you fall, fall on your back so you can look up. Because if you can look up, then you can get up. I dare you to take a little pain. I dare you. At the end of pain is success.
If you can stay in the race, if you can stay in the fight, then you can dictate your own future.
I dare you to fail. I dare you to take that same class over and over again. I dare you to stop dropping classes like you soft.
See, getting what you want is up to you. You can turn your life around if you change your attitude. You change your attitude, you change your altitude.
Your mind and attitude is all you need to be successful. That's all you need. You don't need to be born with a silver spoon in your mouth. You don't need money. You don't even need folk that like you. As long as you believe in you, you got the right mindset, you got the right attitude, we can make it happen. I don't care what's going on around you, because it's not what happens around you that determines your success. It's what happens inside you. And you can't control the elements, but you can control your attitude and you can control your mindset. And I'm telling you right now, don't give up. I'm telling you right now, don't give in. Get through it.
And so God is allowing you to go up the rough side of the mountain, not so he can hurt you or break you. He's trying to redesign me. I'm telling you right now because I care about you. I'm telling you right now because I've been there. I've done that. You've been in it for 3 years and you about to quit. Ho! You've been doing it for 5 years and it don't look like you think. You put all your money in it. You put all your time in it. People are looking at you crazy. 5 years you've invested. Ho! You put too much in it to quit now. Ho! It doesn't look like you think. You didn't get the grades you thought you were going to get. So maybe I'm not meant to be a lawyer. Hold. Lay hold of it. You lay hold of it. And when that thing tells you to quit, you look at it in his eye and say, I ain't going nowhere. I will break you before you break me. You will not defeat me. You will not destroy me. You've been through so much hell. You going to quit now? And when you get to success, it's not about skill. When you get to a certain level of success, it's about stamina. You won't break me. You can't take me. I'm far too long. I'm far too hard. I'm unbreakable now.
You get one shot. Opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better make the kind of decisions that's going to take you to the NBA. You better make the right decisions that's going to take you to the NFL. You better make the right decisions that are going to land you the next best rapper, the next business tycoon. It's one thing to talk about your destiny, but it's another thing to wake up when you know you're supposed to wake up, to write when you don't feel like writing that paper, to say no to that party, saying no to quitting when you still got 100 more shots to make, saying no when your body said don't stop, but you put in 50 more push-ups. You can't just talk about it. You gotta be about it.
Download this video and audio by becoming a member at BenLionelScott.com. Plus, get early access to all new content and hundreds of exclusive videos.